Hello back, welcome to episode 2 of the Traders Improve podcast. Today I will talk a little bit about why do we have Tradesiety, what led us to do Edgewonk, and also how I met Moritz and what is my trading style really and what am I doing as a trader. So actually, let's first start by looking at my trading style so that you have a little bit more context. You don't only know about my personal story, but you also know what I trade, how I trade. And this is just going to be a quick introduction. I will get into this more and more over the next podcast as well. And there's a lot of has been written on Tradesiety as well. So 80% of my trades are Forex trades. And I trade all Forex pairs from majors, minors to the absolute exotic pairs. I follow roughly 40 to 45 Forex pairs. And I also trade all commodities and I also trade indices from all around the world. So pretty diverse. And I don't trade stocks actively because they don't really follow the technicals that I want. I don't really like this fact that in stocks you have to close overnight. I really like this continuous flow of Forex especially. That's really where I feel home and the technicals really make a lot of sense to me. Also, it's a very different dynamic on Forex because you don't really, or you have this characteristic that you have a currency pair. You're always trading two pairs, two currencies against each other, which makes for a very unique characteristic of how the prices move. It's very different to stocks as well, and I'm sure we will get into this in later podcasts as well. When it comes to time frames, I trade pretty much all the time frames starting at the 1 hour. So I start with the 1 hour. I also like to trade the 2 hour, the 4 hour, 6 and 8 hour, the 12 hour, and the daily time frame. And then many people will now say, well, wait a minute, my broker only has 1, 4, and the daily. And that's where things get interesting. Don't let your broker dictate you what time frame you can trade. You need to really start thinking for yourself. And there are many, many opportunities and many different ways how you can find your own personal edge in trading. So I use TradingView.com for my charting. And on TradingView, you can set any time frame that you want. You can even go to a 3 hour. You can go to a 70 minute time frame. You can pretty much define anything that is for you. And I will talk about time frame choice later on. But those are the time frames that I use in my trading. I prefer the higher time frames, especially the 4 hour and the daily. But recently, in the past few weeks, the higher time frames have been a little bit choppy. And there are no real good moves on the higher time frames. So I decided that I scale down to the lower time frames. And I'm mostly trading these days the 2 hour, sometimes the 4 hour. But the 2 hour has been really a great time frame recently. And that's where I feel home right now. I don't do multi-time frame analysis. I don't think that is something that is worth pursuing. Although many trading books, or pretty much all trading books, say you need to do multi-time frame analysis. But in my own experience, I have found that it is very, very confusing to try to line up two random time frames to get a signal, especially when the traders, they stop thinking for themselves and then they use only the broker choices. So why do you use a 1 hour and a 4 hour, or sometimes the 4 hour and the daily? It does not make any sense. The 1 hour and the 4 hour are 4 units apart. The daily and the 4 hour are 6 units apart. And that absolutely has no, it makes no sense to me why people try to do a multi-time frame analysis in such an unorganized, unstructured, and unprofessional way. So what I like to do instead, if I trade a 2 hour, I only stay on the 2 hour. If I trade a 4 hour, I only stay at the 4 hour. And I, instead of doing multi-time frame analysis, I just zoom out quite a bit on the actual time frame to get a bigger picture, to see where are the big levels, where are the big turning points. And that's really what you want to get from the higher time frame anyway. That's really all you need. And then you don't have to somehow try to miraculously line up some multiple time frames. But I know this is a very controversial topic, and I get a lot of hate emails always a lot of controversy when I talk about multi-time frame analysis. And I want to do a deeper podcast about this going forward as well. So this will be quite interesting. And what I call my trading style is very early trend following or reversal trading style. And I started, like most traders do, probably with conventional trend following trading, but I never really felt home. I always felt that I was way too late. I always felt like I was chasing the price, and this never really made sense to me. So I was fascinated and I was drawn to those periods, to those points in the market where the market goes from one period to the next period, and from an uptrend to a downtrend, for a downtrend to an uptrend. And those are the things that I specialized in. I've been trading this trading style exclusively for the past 7 or 8 years. Really, if you remember the first episode, since I said in my introductory podcast that when I was in university, I made the decision that I wanted to focus and become more consistent, that's really the point where I said, okay, no more system hopping. I'm trying to do everything that I can to master this art of trading and this way of trading. And of course, in the beginning, there were many setbacks. I did not have the results that I wanted, but I studied. I studied day and night. I took thousands and thousands of screenshots that I keep here about reversals, about the periods where the market goes from one area to the next. I use different indicators, different tools, different price action things to really perfect my system. And these days, although I have one major strategy, which is called like early trend following or reversal trading, within this strategy, I have a variety of different patterns that I trade. So I would say I have maybe 3, 4, 5, 6, depending on how you differentiate them, different patterns that generate different signals in different market periods, so that I have a very good variety of different trades. And I love this way of trading. This is the period, or this is exactly the moment when most retail traders lose the money, especially in trend following trading. They are always too late. They run into those reversals, or when they try to trade reversals, they're way too early, and then they get completely slaughtered at the turning points. And you can spot those opportunities. You can see where do the retail traders run into traps, where do the retail traders set their stops wrong, how do they enter in the wrong way. And those periods and those points are very easily observable on your chart. So this is a very fascinating way of trading, and I'm absolutely, I'm super passionate about it, and I love this way of trading. And I will get into this more. And that's really what I've been doing over the past years. Nothing else really. Of course, I'm trying out different things right now for the past 3 years, especially since I have achieved a certain level of consistency and success in my trading approach. I am starting to look into different areas of trading and different ways of trading, but it's a little bit too early to talk about this right now, and I don't want to confuse people. So if you want to get better, this is really the number one advice that I can give to anybody. Start subscribing to only one system, one way of trading, and stop system hopping. That is very important, and it will, not guarantee, but it will make sure that you move in the right path and you avoid all the noise and distractions in your trading. So let's also talk a little bit about Tradesite and Edgewonk, so you know what I'm doing and you have the complete picture. I always had websites, as I said in the first podcast, since I was very, very young. I always had websites and I missed this. So I also noticed that there is a lot of, not necessarily bad information, but information that is not enough when it comes to trading. So I thought to myself, maybe I can provide a different view. I have a very different way of thinking about price or Forex or managing yourself. So I started Tradesite first as a blog, just a random collection of articles where I would share my thoughts, ideas, and just also help people understand trading tools and indicators. And this is what has Tradesite, what it was when I started it 4 years ago, I think, roughly. And it has grown to today, where we even got invited. We just recently spoke in China on a Forex Expo. We were invited in Bangkok to speak at an expo. We spoke in Poland. There's a book coming out soon on Amazon, which I will talk more about soon. So it has really grown a lot, and I think people resonate with the story and with my view on certain things. Also, Moritz has a very fascinating view on many things, and together, Tradesite has been is just our fun, passionate project. And 1.5 years we started offering education on Tradesiety. It was just the next logical step because we put in so much time on Tradesiety that this was, yeah, we had to make the decision at one point, what are we going to do with this? Because it is taking up so much time, and of course we value our time. We love making money, obviously, as well on traders. Traders are capitalists. Capitalists love to make money. So, okay, and the next point is, okay, people resonate with what we have to say. We can break down complex things very easily accessible. People like when we explain our strategies. So we said, okay, now let's just offer a trading course, a video course with a community. And that's what we are doing, what we did. So you can go to Tradesiety and get our education, or you can just hop around the blog and get everything or many things for free. And it's really a fun journey. We also started Edgewonk. Edgewonk was a project that was created by accident, I would say. It came after Tradesiety launched. I met Moritz. So I was in Asia and I was looking around trading forums and I was writing my Tradesiety blog, and then Moritz reached out to me because he saw, oh, there's a German trader who's in Asia. By that time, Moritz was also living in Asia. So we connected, he was trading, I was trading, and we chatted online on Skype like complete nerds for months and months without knowing each other. It clicked from the first moment. And then at one point, I think it was around Christmas, I was in Germany, he was back in Germany visiting his parents, and then we met. At this point, we already had the idea, or we were exchanging our trading journals over the internet previously. I was very big in journaling and record keeping, and he was very big in journaling and record keeping. I had my own Excel spreadsheet. He had his own Excel spreadsheet, so we exchanged them, and I had a lot of things that he thought were interesting. He had some things that that I found interesting. So we combined our two trading journals to then what has become Edgewonk eventually. The first version of Edgewonk, if you remember, was an Excel spreadsheet which we shared with other traders online, and then it grew from there. And yeah, in the first episode I said, if you want to shock your parents, tell them that after getting a good university degree you quit your job and move to Asia. Another thing that really seems to shock parents is that when you tell them is that you met this guy on the internet and you are starting a company with him to sell an Excel spreadsheet. Yeah, that's quite upsetting, seems to for many parents. We were super lucky, and I think you have to know people a little bit. Moritz and I completely clicked, and it was great. It is a great friendship, great business partner, and it is so much fun. We have so many things coming, and Edgewonk has become much more than we thought. We have many, many things that we are currently working on for Edgewonk, and Edgewonk has been, I don't think it's the number one trading journal, but I think we will get there eventually, and it's super fun. And yeah, it's just because we put in the journal what we like to do in our journal, what we like to track, what we like to have in our journal, and that is everything that we funnel in to Edgewonk with the feedback of many of you probably who are listening to this podcast. It is just a fun project and a great time. And that's really how Edgewonk and Tradesiety came to be, how I met Moritz. And that's, pretty much it for this episode. So now you have a complete picture and you know who I am, what I'm doing, what is my trading style. And then we can start digging into other related topics in the next episode. Again, if you have any questions that you would like me to answer on one of the podcasts, you can always reach out to me. My email is rolf@tradesiety.com. Shoot me a question, shoot me a suggestion, and I look forward to hearing from you soon. And then I will see you, you will hear me in one of the next episodes. Take care, happy trading, and see you soon.